We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Terrible tragedy, horrific tragedy in Baltimore, if you're just waking up to this. Two people rescued so far, at least seven missing after the Baltimore Bridge collapsed. So here's what happened overnight. At about 1:30 a.m., a cargo ship out of Singapore rammed into one of the support columns for the Francis Scott Key Bridge. That is a major thoroughfare in and out of Baltimore. Thank God this didn't happen during rush hour, even during the day. It was still pretty catastrophic. There was a construction crew of 20 on that bridge. There was at least one semi-truck in multiple cars on the bridge. They don't know exactly how many. They have confirmed, though, that there are cars in the water. So the construction crew was pitched into the water. The drivers were just a total disaster there in Baltimore. The whole thing crumpled like a toy bridge. And you could see on the Harbor Cam that caught this collision. The ship hit the support column dead on, and you can see the lights on the cars. They look like ants as the whole thing just tumbles, the whole bridge just tumbles into the water. Just really, really horrific. I mean, they're like little tiny toy cars. Just go flying. And just, you know, prayers for anybody who was involved in that. That would be a terrible, terrifying way to go. Very unexpected. Folks trying to figure out what's going on with it. One of the things that's interesting, Janice Dean addressed this morning on Fox News. If you see it, yes, it was at night, but it is so well lit, it might as well have been daytime. You're looking at it going, how did you hit that? That makes no sense. How did you not see that big support column when you've literally got like massive space to put the ship through? So it's going to be interesting to get those answers to that. How on earth they managed to hit the support column. Breitbart briefly reported catastrophic engine failure on the ship, but nobody else has reported that. So I don't know. I mean, this is always bad information at this point. So I don't want to speculate too much, but it's incredible video. It's going to affect traffic in and out of Baltimore for a long time. It's going to take a long time to fix this mess and very tragic for some folks. So I just want to let you know that is going on. The video of it is incredible. You see the video, you're like, yeah, there's no way if anybody had been watching and had control of the boat that you hit that. Something had to be going on there. So, yeah. Meanwhile, did you see this? This would be the big news today if it weren't for the bridge collapse. Diddy's home's raided. Yeah, on the East and the West Coast. He's, of course, a rapper, very famous rapper. We don't hear as much from him last few years, but for a good decade and a half, he was the cat's meow, and they are raiding him. The Department of Homeland Insecurity and the Biden Department of Injustice and the FBI are raiding him for allegedly sex trafficking women and girls, which I find very interesting. And if he did it, I hope they get him. But, you know, it's also the same thing Hunter did. I didn't see a raid of his home, did you? Oh, in fact, what did I read in the UK Daily Mail last week? What did I read? Oh, the CIA. Yeah, the CIA blocked an investigation into Hunter Biden. Yeah, you know how the New York Times said that there's no deep state, except there is. Headline, UK Daily Mail. CIA blocked Hunter Biden's sugar brother, Kevin Morris, from being interviewed by federal investigators during Sun's five-year tax probe whistleblower claims. Remember, the IRS whistleblowers wanted to raid his home and a storage facility, but they were blocked by the FBI. I guess the FBI was too busy going after Diddy for the same damn thing Hunter did. Wait, human trafficking? You didn't know he was a human trafficker too? Yeah, he is. Well, if only they had the evidence. Oh, but they do. It's inside the Treasury. Remember the Starr reports? Suspicious activity reports. If you're new to the show, you know what that is. It is a report sent by the bank, by banks, to the Treasury by law. There is a federal algorithm that is deployed across the banks that you must use. It detects money laundering. After 9/11, George W. Bush wanted to detect money laundering because it was a major sign of terror, of terrorist organization activity. So it detects money laundering from drug trafficking, money laundering from weapons trafficking, and money laundering from international sex trafficking. The Biden family, you'll remember, has SAR reports inside the Treasury for international sex trafficking specifically. They trafficked women from, or girls, we don't know, from Ukraine and Russia into the country. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? We got plenty of hoes here. We got plenty of prostitutes. I mean, look at Hunter Biden's laptops. He had plenty. I mean, he wouldn't have any shortage. There's only one reason I could think of. You would want those women to be brought into the country. We get to the bottom of this if we could see the Treasury report. Members of Congress have, but when Joe Biden came into office, he used to be able to walk out with it if you were the congressman from the district the crime occurred in, but you can't because Joe Biden executively changed it. Not only that, you can't talk about what's in them. It's a really good way for Joe and Hunter to cover up their crimes. So here's Marjorie Taylor Greene describing how Hunter Biden and many members of the Biden family actually did, according to the algorithms in the bank documents, actually did what Joe Biden just raided Diddy for. God, Marjorie Taylor Greene, remember this? She's a member of Congress. She saw the Starr report. So did Nancy Mace. She's echoed this too. Members of the Biden family traffic women for sex. It's not just Hunter. And here we go. I'll play it.
All prostitutes.
All right, here we go.
I just saw evidence of human trafficking. This involved prostitutes, not only from here in the United States, but foreign countries like Russia and Ukraine. This is unbelievable that a president and a former vice president, not only his son, Hunter Biden, but many more family members extending past Hunter Biden and his immediate family. We're going to have to really get to work. This is an investigation that needs to be revealed to the American people. And not only do we have questions about Hunter Biden himself, but this is going to extend into developing a web of corruption, a web of fake companies that's going to reveal money that came in from many foreign countries and went directly into the personal bank accounts of the Biden family, where they have financially benefited directly from Joe Biden's seats of power.
Cool. So human trafficking, web of businesses, women from Ukraine and Russia, and multiple members of the Biden family using these women. In fact, 27 people partook of their, shall we say, services. How old were these women? Nobody knows. Nope. So, to recap, Joe Biden having his, or Joe Biden, I don't know if Joe Biden personally knew, Joe Biden's Department of Injustice, FBI, and Department of Homeland in and on Security has now raided P. Diddy's home, which is fine with me. If he did it, I don't care. But why don't we hit Hunter's on the way there? Because it's the same damn crime. Just asking. Now, look, it's probably too late, but if I were Diddy, I would consider perhaps at this point maybe a purchase of some of Hunter's art. That's always looked upon very favorably by the Biden family and completely ignored by the FBI and the Department of Injustice. So, I mean, he could try that. Maybe some belated, very large donations to the Democrat Party. But honestly, it's probably too late for Diddy. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, though, and you are trafficking in women illegally, I would highly consider an art purchase from Hunter Biden. And, you know, maybe he'll throw a girl in on the side. Maybe you want one of those Ukrainian women, or maybe you'd prefer a Russian. Talk to Hunter for that, too. It'll help your case.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.